On transportation and infrastructure, I've been able to, I feel like I've been able to participate in a ton of really great initiatives and bills. I got to be there right at the beginning of the negotiations for the bipartisan infrastructure bill. I was part of a bipartisan group that went to the White House and talked to the president and Secretary Buttigieg about the various needs of our different communities. And, you know, when I think about the way that, like, the state of Kansas has, we have so many farmers and ranchers, and they're literally sending their crops or sometimes around the world, but certainly across the country. And I think that being able to, you know, get that stuff to an intermodal facility that can get it on rail and get it across the country in a really efficient and cost-effective way is, I mean, that's going to be super important. And I had kind of already been thinking about that sort of thing before I got onto the Ag Committee, but now it's almost giving me that next level of understanding about why it's so important for us to be making these infrastructure investments. And then it's not just getting things around. It's also, you know, the number of folks who are using precision farming now, just making sure that folks have connectivity. I mean, water is such a huge issue for so many parts of the country, but definitely, you know, in western Kansas, where folks are using the Oglala Aquifer, there's concerns there. And in different parts of the eastern part of the state, we've got flooding issues that we often have to try to figure out. And so there are all these different pieces that are interconnected. And then when you bring in the small business aspect, you know, this is like there's been some really amazing stuff happening in our entrepreneurial. I often say Kansas City, that region, we have a really strong entrepreneurial ecosystem. And that certainly you can see that even when you're talking about the ways that, especially the younger farmers that I had a chance to meet with, or people who are small farmers, and the ways that they're working with, like, Main Street, you know, Main Street businesses, whether we're talking about Ottawa or Garnett, Kansas, like, there are so many different ways that people have been figuring out how to make that ecosystem more robust. And now I get to be on all these different, like, literally, like, to me, some of the three committees that probably have some of the biggest impact on those things.